you have to understand, we evaluate these players in depth, and although there are some great names guys, and there are some guys that you know, the media love, but we just value them differently, and they have to understand that the way we look at a player is different than what you might read on the internet. Mm-hmm. And same with the draft. Like I said earlier, hey, we have 10 players in our top 10. They're not the same 10 players that, you know, that are on ESPN or on the NFL Network. So we have a lot of information on players, both college and pro, and they just have to trust that we're making really good, educated decisions with the information that we have.
When you have to make good, educated decisions on the players in the draft and there are medical concerns, you have to rely on your doctors, though, right? I mean, what kinds of questions do you have to ask these guys? What do you want to know from them?
Yeah, you look at risk, worth reward, and where the risk is, and then what's the worst case scenario with this mm-hmm. player? What's the best case scenario? What's the longevity of this specific injury? Is he going to play 3 years? Is he going to see a second contract? You know, especially with some of these players, you want to make sure that if you're picking a guy in the top five, that he's going to be here for about 10 years.
Right.
So now as you get later in the draft, they may say, hey, he might be a one contract guy. But so you just never know. And you just have to, you know, there's some injuries that are very unique and there's some individuals that are very unique too. So there's individuals that can compensate for their injuries. And so we just try to take it all in, and our doctors do a great job. Our medical staff does a great job, and they're very thorough. And we just go, but like doctors, like scouts, and talent evaluators, doctors are wrong too sometimes. So sometimes you just have to just see what the risk, worth the reward is.
I remember you telling us at the Senior Bowl that you can never have enough pass rushers.
Sure.
Do you have enough pass rushers right now on your roster, or do you feel like you still have to add?
I think we have enough, and although you know, people think of pass rushers as just, you know, edge rushers, mm-hmm. but that's not the case, especially with the way teams are getting rid of the ball so quickly. So we spent a large amount of money on Malik Jackson, mm-hmm. and you're getting Sendarek Marks back. Those two guys are very good inside rushers. Mm-hmm. Got Dante Fowler coming off of ACL, and he looks like he's doing a really nice job right now in the shape he's in. And so there's three right there, and then you got a guy like Michael Bennett who can create havoc inside, and then you got a guy like Jared Odrick who had 5.5. Ryan Davis had 2 years ago at 6.5 sacks. And so I think if we had a lineup tomorrow, I think we feel like we'd be all right.
The trades at the top, do they change anything for you? Do you expect more trading above you?
Yeah, I could see more trading, and the only fact that I could see it is because, if, like I said earlier, if the teams are calling me for the fifth pick, they're probably calling the teams at 3 and 4 too. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, some of the teams that called me are also calling San Diego and Dallas.
Are you making any calls, Dave?
No, not right now.
Right. Yeah. So in the past, you've told us whether or not you like where you're at, you're willing to move up, willing to move back. Are you willing to do anything?
Yeah, I'm willing to pick at 5.
And,
okay. And we're willing to move back, depending on, you know, the value of the trade and what we have left on the board.
Think there's enough of what you need at 5 that you feel the necessity to move up?
Correct. Yeah.
Dave, now that the first two quarterbacks are going to go where they're going to go, what about Lynch? Can he make a big move? Do you think?
I think so, and it only takes one team. You know, everybody, you know, evaluates quarterbacks, and you know, I remember the year we took Blake, and you know, probably nobody thought he was going to be a top 5 pick at the time, and but we liked him, and so we took him, and you know. Same mindset might go for another team. Hey, we like them. We see something in them, and they're going to do it. And they might be the team that's right. And so it only takes one team. So, yeah, you
could. Dave, is there your board, say your top 5 or top 10, is there separation between 1 and 2 and 1 and 5, say, that is similar to years past? Or is there more separation than in years past?
No. For the guys that we like?
Yeah.
No, I think there's a pretty good clump of guys that that from a talent level perspective are pretty all right there.
Back to piggyback on Dan asking about the pass rush. How many guys, talk to Gus about it too, how many guys are you comfortable with having investments in, whether it's dollars or draft picks, that you can get on the field, keep them satisfied playing, and have that rotation?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the team that just won a Super Bowl and kind of what we're trying to model ourselves defensively after to a degree is, you know, they had waves. They had 4 really good pass rushers, and, you know, they had Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, their first-round pick, Shane Ray, that they took last year, and then they had college free agent Shaquille Barrett, who was a pretty good pass rusher from the perimeter side, and then they had Malik and Derek Wolfe inside. So I think it, you know, if you can keep your defensive linemen fresh and they're playing, you know, 30 to 40 plays a game, it's going to pay great dividends, especially when you get into January and February.
Since you've been here, just about every draft pick has made the team. You've even had a handful of undrafted free agents make the team. Is that, with the depth you've got, how much does that, you envision that changing this year?
Well, it's going to change, and as we get farther and farther removed from whether it's 13 draft or 14 draft, there's going to be attrition, and you're going to lose guys because of, well, the goal for us every day is to get better. And if we have an opportunity to get better, it's unfortunate that we might have to move on from somebody we drafted. And on the flip side, there might be a guy that we draft this year that might not make the team. You know, I think in the last couple of years, at some point in time, all of our draft picks have made the team. So we're looking at it, you know, this year, maybe there is a sixth or seventh round pick that doesn't make the team, or a fifth round pick. But that's too bad for the draft standpoint, but that's good for the Jacksonville Jaguars too, you know.
Overall, you've been pretty conservative. Would you label yourself as pretty conservative with that first pick?
Yeah, I think we've made pretty good educated decisions, and you know, Blake was probably the one that may have not been conservative from standpoint, but Dante didn't have really any red flags coming out, and Luke had no red flags, so I guess you could say that.